Welcome to the Light Church Podcast. This is David Oakes. I'm pastor of the Light Church Fellowship in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and I'm founder of Israel Study Tours with David Oakes and David Oakes Ministries. Thanks for joining me for this latest edition of the Light Church Podcast. Remember us online at www.davidoakesministries.org. That address again is www.davidoakesministries.org. Drop us a line, and we'll be happy to send you a list of other sites that you can download the podcast or listen to it streamed. Many, many sites have been picking up the podcast. We get word quite often, and that other websites, because of the popularity of the podcast, have picked us up. So send us a line, glory to God, at info@davidoakesministries.org, info at davidoakesministries.org, and we'll send you a list of sites where you can listen to more sermons. Glory be unto God. Now, we began our last podcast in sharing some tunes that I've written over the years. We're going to continue in that vein today. We're going to share with you some more songs. I have my trusty keyboard here to my left, and I'll just turn around here and pop out a few tunes during this next 30 minutes. Glory to God. We want to say a big hello to all of you in Europe that have been listening and downloading just a plethora of podcasts and healing schools from the website. I want to say hello to you. Tell others about us, all of you in Holland. Tell others, glory to God, about the Light Church Podcast. Those of you in Germany, tell others about the Light Church Podcast so that others can be listening throughout Europe. Europe has such a big part to play in this end of days. Glory be unto God. So the first tune that we're going to play today is a tune, glory to God, called Cry Out and Shout, Thou Inhabitants of Zion.
Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel, great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee, in the midst of thee. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel, great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee, in the midst of thee. I will sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. This is known in all of the earth. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has done glorious things. This is known in all of the earth. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has done glorious things. This is known in all of the earth. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has done glorious things. This is known in all of the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion. Great is the Holy One of Israel, great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee, in the midst of thee.
Praise the Lord. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. Glory to God with my trusty keyboard at my side. We want you to know that we wrote that song several years ago when we were departing the mission field. We were at the airport preparing to come back to the United States, and I was just reading the Bible in the book of Isaiah, and I ran across those scriptures, cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion. And a song, the melody, and it just popped up in my spirit. So I grabbed what I had at hand in my pocket, which was some business cards, and I drew out a musical staff on a couple of cards and jotted down the notes and the musical staff and brought it home to the United States, and we play it and sing it every once in a while at the Light Church Fellowship. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitants of Zion. Now we're going to do another one in what I call the pseudo-Israeli mode. The minor key songs. And we have some traditional Israeli songs and then some real Hebrew Israeli songs that I've written that are available on Chazak Ve'amatz, my Hebrew CD with my wife. And you can buy that through the website, Chazak Ve'amatz, which means be strong and very courageous. But now we're on the American pseudo-Israeli songs. And the next one is from the mouth of the prophet when he spoke over the Lord Jesus after he had just been born. And it's called For Mine Eyes Have Seen Thy Salvation. So let me turn around here. And here we go with our next song, For Mine Eyes Have Seen.
For mine eyes have seen thy salvation. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, light to lighten the Gentiles, oh, a light to lighten the Gentiles, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people, and the glory of thy people, and the glory of thy people. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, oh, a light to lighten the Gentiles, oh, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people, and the glory of thy people, and the glory of thy
Praise the Lord. You know, I've found over the years that as I meditate the Word of God, that songs come into my spirit, and they're a wonderful way to memorize Scripture. Praise the Lord. There's just something about having a melody with Scripture that makes it much easier to memorize for me and for this preacher, at least. So we encourage you to get these little tunes and just sing them around the house. Glory to God. Put them in your computer and turn up the volume and sing the songs along with us. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, the next tune that I'm going to sing for you is a song I wrote, oh, I don't know, probably around 2003 or something like that, 2002. I'd have to look back and see. But it's called Be Not Afraid, Only Believe. Slow this one down a little bit. And these are words of great encouragement that there's nothing that's impossible to you, my friends, if you only believe God and have confidence in the Lord God Almighty. And so we're going to sing this next song here, Be Not Afraid, Only Believe.
Be not afraid, only be not afraid, only believe, for things are possible to him who believes. Be not afraid, only be not. Possible. afraid. Only believe.
Praise the Lord. That's always something to remember. Be not afraid. Only believe. You know, this next song that I'm going to sing, I was just meditating in the Word again, and it comes from Habakkuk, the third chapter, and we'll read that in just a moment. Praise the Lord. But I want you to remember what chapter 5 of Matthew says. Chapter 5 of Matthew, verse 10 says, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake." Notice what the Bible says. The Bible says that you're blessed if you make a stand on the Word of God and men persecute you. Glory to God. They're persecuting that Word. You know, old Moses was getting ripped by the people of Israel. And God says, man, you don't have to be concerned. They're talking about me. They're not just talking about you. I mean, that's the truth. If you stand on the Word of God and people find things where they persecute you and just treat you ugly, here's the news, my friends, that they're just not treating you ugly. They're treating God ugly. And it says that I'm blessed. Glory be unto God. You know what that means? That means I'm empowered to prosper. Every time that happens, and if I do what's coming up in the Scripture, which is rejoice, there's going to be empowerment to me to prosper. In other words, my life is not ever going to be worse off. It's going to be better off, glory to God. And it says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Well, that's what I like. I like great rewards, praise be unto the Lord. And I wrote this song out of Habakkuk, the third chapter. And let me just read this to you real quickly because it's such a blessing, praise the Lord. It says, though the fig tree does not blossom and there is no fruit on the vines, though the product of the oil fails and the fields yield no food, though the flock is cut off from the fold and there are no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will exult in the victorious God of my salvation. Let me tell you what, my friends, no matter what we're facing, we're going to rejoice. And if we rejoice, praise the Lord, blessing is going to come our way. No ifs, ands, buts, or maybes. Blessing is going to come. Now, I just wrote this one a few months ago in relationship to this podcast broadcast date. It came in the early fall of 2006. And it's just, I rejoice in the Lord. Glory to God. Nothing the devil can do is going to steal my joy. Amen. Let me turn around here and just take a listen to this song and be blessed in Jesus' name.
Though the fig tree does not blossom, there's no fruit on the tree, and the product of the oil has failed. Though the fields yield no food, and the flock is cut off, yet I rejoice in the Lord. I rejoice in the Lord, my God. Oh, I rejoice in the Lord, my God. Oh, I rejoice, I rejoice. Oh, I rejoice, I rejoice. Oh, I rejoice, I rejoice in the Lord, my God. Oh, I rejoice in the Lord, my God. Now the fig tree has its blossom, there is fruit on the vine, and the product of the oil has come, and the fields yield their food, and the flock has come home, 'cause I rejoiced in the Lord. Oh, I rejoice, I rejoice. Oh, I rejoice, I rejoice. I rejoice in the Lord, my God. Oh, I rejoice in the Lord, my God. Oh, I rejoice, I rejoice. Oh, I rejoice, I rejoice. Oh, I rejoice, I rejoice in the Lord, my God. Oh, I rejoice in the Lord, my Micah. Oh, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed up begging for bread. Whether I am young or whether I am old, it will be just as the word has said, 'cause I rejoice, I rejoice. Oh, I rejoice, I rejoice. Oh, I rejoice in the Lord my God. Oh, I rejoice in the Lord my God. Oh, I rejoice, I rejoice. Oh, I rejoice, I rejoice. Oh, I rejoice, I rejoice in the Lord my God.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to keep rejoicing. Praise God. When the devil starts coming your way and persecuting you, even using people to do it, let me tell you what. You just remember, keep on rejoicing. Because I'll tell you something. He'll be with you in trouble. Glory to God. And he's going to see you through the trouble. And you're going to be better off at the end. Glory to God. Because he's going to bless you big time. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. I'm going to slow it down a little bit. I'm going to sing a song here with my trusty keyboard at my side. Glory to God that I wrote a few years ago. Hallelujah. Here it goes. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise be to thee, Lord. Well, there's one blessing that we find in Galatians, the third chapter, that Jesus was made a curse for me. Glory to God, so that I would be redeemed from the curse of the law. And it's so nice to be able to say today and every single day of my walk on this earth that I am free from the curse of the law. This little tune came out of my spirit a few years ago. Hallelujah. It's a great song of confession. So you ought to just get it down and confess it. I am free from the curse.
I am free from the curse of the law. I am free from the curse of the law. Where there was poverty, there's wealth. Where sickness, there is health. I'm free from the curse of the law. I am free from the curse of the law. I am free from the curse of the law. Where there was death, now there's life. No more enmity and strife. I'm free from the curse of the law. I am free from the curse of the law. I am free from the curse of the law. Where I was cursed, now I'm blessed. My faith will stand the test. I'm free from the curse of the law.
Praise the Lord. I am free from the curse of the law. Now, this next tune that I'm going to sing is just, I don't have any business singing the blues. You ever feeling down? If you're not careful, you're just going to start saying, I'm kind of blue, but you don't have any business singing the blues. Are you listening to me? And this song came out, the pressure was on one time a few years ago. And all of a sudden, out of my spirit, spending time with the Lord and speaking in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, this song came out of my spirit. I don't have any business singing the blues.
I don't have any business singing the blues. I don't have any business singing the blues. I can't walk around with my head held down because I know my feet are planted firm on solid ground. I don't have any business singing the blues. I don't have any business singing the blues. I don't have any business singing the blues. Walk around with my head out down because I know my feet are planted firm on solid ground. I don't have any business singing the blues. Grief and sorrow ain't gonna get their way because I've got my feet planted on the word today. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, and sorrow and grief can hit the road. I don't have any business singing. Solid ground. I don't have any business singing the blues.
Praise the Lord. That's a good one. I like that one a whole lot. I don't have any business singing the blues. Glory be unto God. Now, this next tune I wrote a few years ago from this broadcast date, and it's called I Love You, Lord, My Strength. Glory to God. That's one thing that you always have to know, that the Lord is your strength spiritually, mentally, and physically. You know, the glory of the Lord went with the children of Israel, and it says they went day and night. I mean, and you do that by the strength and the power of God physically, mentally, hallelujah, and spiritually. Here it is. I love you, Lord, my strength. Glory be unto God.
I love you, Lord, my strength, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, in whom I trust, my protection, my salvation. Lord, you are my my strength, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, in whom I trust, my protection, my salvation. Lord, you are my
praise the Lord. Now, this next tune is kind of a companion song to that song because I wrote them just a few hours apart. And it's out of the Word. It's not unto us. Glory to God. Not unto us. Just be blessed as you listen. Hallelujah.
Not unto us. Not unto us. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto your name we give glory. Not unto us, but unto out unto your name. We give glory, not unto us, but unto your name. For your mercy, we give you the glory, and for your truth, we give you the praise. For your mercy, we give you the glory, for but unto your name we give glory, not unto us but unto your name.
Praise the Lord, not unto us but unto your name. The next tune that I'm going to play is a song I believe I wrote in 1996, so a few years ago from this original broadcast date. It's just called I Love You, Lord. This would be a good one for you just to get a hold of for your personal worship time as we slow it down a little bit here at the Light Church Podcast. This is Pastor David Oakes singing some of his original tunes. Praise the Lord. Be blessed now. I love you, Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor David Oakes. Those are all the tunes that we have time for this time. We'll pray some more for you probably the next podcast that we have together. Remember us once again online at www.davidoaksministries.org. If you'd like to contact us, either contact us through the website or send us an email at info@davidoaksministries.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.